could have been there. I wish they could have been there for that.
Good morning from WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 52 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Is the Federal Reserve about to cut its benchmark interest rate? That could become a little clearer later today.
The Federal Reserve's annual conference at Jackson Hole has been the site of some important policy statements by the central bank. The latest one could come today when Chair Jerome Powell addresses members. He's expected to provide more information if the Fed could cut interest rates at its next meeting and by how much.
ABC's Daria Albinger. To the thunderous applause of a standing ovation, Vice President Harris accepted the Democratic nomination for president last night. She called on Americans to chart a new way forward. She and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff marked 10 years of marriage on Thursday. Former President Trump visited a border crossing in southern Arizona at about the same time Cochise County deputies were arresting Ronald Lee Siverett on outstanding warrants after, say, authorities, he posted a social media threat to murder Trump. This is ABC News. The U.S. Postal Service wants to save $3 billion a year with delivery changes it insists will not negatively impact most customers.
The Postal Service says it wants to shift to streamlined regional networks already happening in Atlanta, Richmond, Virginia, and Portland, Oregon, which it says will help with the steady huge increase in package shipping. People living near the hubs could see faster delivery, but maybe not at rural addresses. The goal remains the current 1 to 3 days delivery for first-class mail. Election mail, like ballots, won't be affected, officials say. It'll all need the okay of the Postal Regulatory Commission.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Something about the shipment of watermelons coming in from Mexico spurred Customs and Border Protection agents at the San Diego crossing to take a closer look. Mixed in with the melons, more than 1,200 packages of methamphetamine wrapped in paper colored to look like watermelon skins, the 2 tons of meth valued at $5 million. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The outlook for today, mostly sunny, a pleasant day, a high of 81 degrees. South winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a small chance of a brief light shower or some sprinkles, a low of 59. Saturday, partly cloudy and feeling more humid, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the later afternoon, a high of 85. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the region, some locations could pick up a little bit of rain at times, maybe a quarter of an inch, and a low of 68. Sunday, a few lingering showers possible, otherwise very warm and muggy, with a high of 90. Monday's high, 93, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. In Richland Center, just a brief wind this morning, light and variable, and our temperature is at 51. That's following a midnight reading of 65 degrees. Good morning. Today is Friday, the 23rd of August.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting home of the brave. brother coming. They heard him testifying.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Good morning. Welcome to the Light in the Milk House Show. You heard the Neelons as we start the day in a positive way and let the children sing. Before that, Maggie May did the honors for our national anthem. And here we are together again, friends, as we get together on this Friday. We've made it to Friday. We've made it to the first high school football games tonight. My goodness, time is going by. We'll check sports scores. A few were played last night, and the Brewers suffering a loss to the Cardinals in the final two games of the series, including yesterday as well. Details when we check sports in about 10 minutes. It's 51 degrees, so we've been kind of going into that trend this week of 70s and lows in the low 50s and even in the upper 40s in some cases. But that is all going to change as we get into some very, very summer weather, especially the latter part of the upcoming weekend. We hope you're able to do a few things that make you happy this weekend. Here's Michael Murphy on the Light in the Milk House Show.
I knew when I met you something was going to happen. My life was off balance. Nothing had been going right. You said, oh, what's a lonesome cowboy like you doing in the city? I said, I don't know, but I guess I'll find out tonight. Still taking chances, taking candy from strangers.
strangers, speeding up on curves, ignoring the dangers, feel like a fool. Learning new dances, it keeps me on my toes. Still taking chances, ain't scared of winning, swinging for the bleachers in the ninth inning. Still taking chances before chances take me away. I should have thought it over when you said, will you join me later? I said, oh, honey, I don't know if it's right. But when you turn and walk down the street, I follow.
Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for children in crosswalks. Let's make this year a safe year for everyone. This message has been brought to you by the Highland School District, Chitwood Electric, Rockwell Automation, and by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers.
Jamestown Ferry. It's not a hot day in January. like he said he'd be if he ever left me. A case of gone was all he carried as he got on the Jamestown ferry. And he said that gone was all he'd ever be. As I walk through his kingdom, it's not a hot day in January, like he said it'd be if he ever left me. A case of gold was all he carried as he got on the Jamestown ferry. And he said that gold was all he'd ever be. He just caught the Jamestown ferry. It's not a hot day.
Tanya Tucker on WRCO Radio and the Jamestown Ferry. 5:17 the time. And in community calendar, a reminder, the Driftless Board Games will host strategy board games today from 2 until 5. If you're new to a game, you're welcome to attend to learn how to play and bring you up to speed. Anyone who wants to play board games is invited to attend. Sounds like a fun Friday afternoon. A reminder, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society will have its annual rummage romp tomorrow from 7:30 until 1 at the Richland Center Community Center. This year's rummage romp will feature lots of clean, quality items for sale, as well as a broad stand beginning at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Richland County Right to Life will have a rummage sale and bake sale Saturday from 9 until 3. That will be in the basement of Park Street Christian Church. Please enter through the Seminary Street side door. Hot summer days are a part of the routine for all of us. For some, it means a chance to relax by the pool or enjoy air-conditioned comfort. Our local farm families seldom have downtime this time of year. They're not asking for special treatment, but they'd sure appreciate your support when you head to the store. This message in support of agriculture is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsborough Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound service.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
5:20, high school football got underway for a few teams last night. A lot of Madison area teams played, including Wanakee over La Crosse Central, 38-0. Verona, 27-7 over Sun Prairie. Monona Grove, 37-7 over Janesville Parker. Johnson Creek, 34. Marshall, 7. Bangor, a winner in the La Crosse area over Melrose Mindoro. That final was 35-7. Rookie Victor Scott II had 3 hits and scored the run that snapped a scoreless tie in the 7th, leading the Cardinals to a 3-0 victory over the Brewers on Thursday. The Cardinals won the final 2 games to take the series after losing 7 of their previous 9 games to the Brewers. The Central Division leading Brewers had won 6 consecutive games before the 2 losses in a row. Milwaukee recorded just 3 hits with only 1 after the first inning in yesterday's game. Next up for the Brewers, they'll play in Oakland. Right-handed pitcher Aaron Civale will be taking the mound for the Brewers. In other games from the National League, Washington 8-3 over Colorado. Pittsburgh 7, Cincinnati nothing. Atlanta 3, Philadelphia 2. The Mets 8-3 over San Diego. In the American League, Yankees 6, Cleveland nothing. Oakland 3-1 over Tampa Bay. Toronto 5, the Angels 3. Houston 6-0 over Baltimore. The Cubs with a big win against Detroit, 10-2. From the NFL preseason action last night, Indianapolis 27, Cincinnati 14, and the Bears were winners against Kansas City, 34-21, the final score.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
We have the Light in the Milk House show shining on for you on this Friday morning. We're at 51 degrees this morning, so it's nice and cool to do that aerobic polka in the great outdoors today. Here we go.
She used to be, ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be. The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be many long years ago. She ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be. The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be many long years ago. She used to be, ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be. The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be many long years ago.
There you go, the old gray mare ain't what she used to be. That really sad news for you today on the Light in the Milk House show. That was the Bob Z Orchestra. We move on toward farm news and markets around 5 minutes away from right now. Here's Johnny Horton.
If you told me that you loved me, I'd feel so proud. If you let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man. I'd climb the highest mountain if it reached up to the sky. To prove that I love you, I would jump off and fly. I'd even swim the ocean from shore to shore to prove that I love you just a little bit more.
Won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around? I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Baby, just to kind of hang around.
I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down. I'll never love another, even if I can. Oh, come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
I hear the sound of distant far away, far away. And if they call for me to come, then I must go, and you must stay. Share all the time we can before it's too late. Love me now, for now is all the time there may be. If you love me, Mary, Mary, marry me. I hear of bugles blow far away, far away. And if they call, then I must go across the sea, so wild and grave. So marry, marry me, let's not wait. Or the distant drums might change our wedding day. Me now, for now is all the time there may be. If you love me, marry, marry, marry me.
Classic Jim Reeves on the Light in the Milk House show from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Thank you for joining us. It is 51 degrees. We're headed toward a high of a warm 81 later. It'll be a pleasant day. For tonight, a small chance of a brief light shower or some sprinkles and a low of 59. Good morning. It is 5:30. ¶¶
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Some House Ag Committee members want USDA to do more to help producers impacted by H5N1. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Great performance in the field makes Pioneer brand corn number one in America for a winning season. It's Pioneer brand corn. Your best year starts here. Iowa Republican Congressman Randy Feenstra tells Brownfield a bipartisan group of legislators sent a letter to U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack asking his department to launch a strategic initiative to combat the H5N1 virus.
This is a massive cost to these producers.
He says research on avian flu vaccine must be prioritized.
You know, we can do this or that. Hey, let's get everybody at the table. And let's figure out how either we're going to vaccinate or prevent this from happening.
The objectives listed in the letter also mention developing new and innovative biosecurity methods. New technology introduced this week in the dry fertilizer market could be a game changer for farmers. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Zach Rissey with New Leader Manufacturing says the NL720 spreader brings a new level of efficiency.
We've increased spread widths to 120 feet with this machine, so the productivity increases dramatically.
He tells Brownfield it also eliminates time-consuming maintenance.
There's zero grease points and stainless steel components across the board.
From the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association's annual Maggie Show, where the NL720 was named Best of Show, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Understanding what happens underneath the soil of a corn plant is just as important as what happens above it. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from Becknology Days.
Jim Schwartz with Beck's Hybrid says the goal is to get the most out of the crop.
The first thing we found is that there are indeed dramatic differences, especially as it relates to root angle, surface area, and mass. And then the second thing we found is that we definitely have seen initial differences in how those hybrids respond differently to increasing populations.
From Becknology Days in Atlanta, Indiana, I'm Aaron Anderson for Brownfield.
Old crop export sales for corn and soybeans saw marketing year lows this week. Not uncommon ahead of the start of the new marketing year. Pork and old crop soybean meal also notched marketing year lows following notable cancellations. More research is being done into early planted soybeans. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from Missouri's Boot Heel.
Cropping system specialist Justin Calhoun says researchers at the Fisher Delta Research Extension and Education Center are studying early planting dates, and the optimal time for farmers in this part of the state is early to mid-April.
For every day after April the 15th, I lose a half a bushel per acre per day. Let's say that, you know, we have a delay, we got some weather moved in, we had to halt planting 14 days, 2 weeks. We can expect that to cost us about 7 or 8 bushels.
Reporting from Portageville, Missouri, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Another light day of direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was another light round of direct cash cattle business that developed Thursday. Live deals were at 183 in Kansas and 184 in Nebraska. Fully steady with the week's previous business. There's been scattered trade throughout the week, and more is expected before the end of the day Friday. So far this week, Southern live deals have been marked at $183, $2 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress business has had a very wide range of $290 to $295, mostly $293, $5 below the prior week's weighted averages. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers 900 to 950 pounds are $6 lower. Heifers 1,000 to 1,050 pounds are $3 lower. The USDA says demand is moderate to good. Buyers were active. Medium and large one-feeder steers 906 to 942 pounds brought $232 to $237. Feeder steers 1,020 to 1,036 pounds brought $225 to $227.75.
Medium and large on feeder heifers, 816 to 822 pounds, brought $230.50 to $239. Box beef closed higher with good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 78 cents at $315.99. Select closed 95 cents higher at $302.03. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, up 1,000 on the weekend, down about 3,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors started the day more aggressive in their procurement efforts, but slowed down in the afternoon. Export sales for U.S. pork hit a marketing year low this past week, but demand overall in the global market has been strong. That's helping limit some losses. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.30 with a weighted average of $83.36. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed higher, up $1.88 at $96.43. Estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and up more than 15,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up on oversold signals. Feeders found additional support from the lower move in corn and lean hog futures into the day higher, supported by cash and wholesale business. I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Field.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Direct Cattle Business Thursday was light at 183 and 184 live. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans and corn are down, watching late development conditions and a major crop tour. September beans were 21 and 3 quarters, lower at 941 and a quarter. November was down 20 at 961 and a half. September corn was 4 lower at 371 and a half. December was down 4 and 3 quarters at 393 and a half. Cattle were up on oversold signals on the higher midday beef. October live was 127 higher at 175.90. December was up $1.25 at 175.52. September feeders were 252 higher at 238.20. And with cash and wholesale support, October hogs were up 347 at 79.62. December lean was 240 higher at 70.27. I'm John Perkins with the Brown Field Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Cutting to the chase on sustainability today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Part of this whole sustainability push in farming and ranching right now depends on being able to make enough money doing it to stay in business. Eric Gibson explains it pretty well. He's an analyst with Rabobank's Food and Agribusiness Research Unit.
One of the biggest ways a farmer can leverage sustainability in their business today is approaching ways that can improve their ROI. So looking at ways to become more efficient, maybe using less of something, saving a dollar here or there, makes a really big difference in the current ag climate and this cycle that we're in right now. There is a lot of hope that in the future there will be value-added properties that the consumer is willing to pay for.
To make this happen, Gibson says farmers will have to make innovation a goal.
So it starts with data and digital tools. Those are really important to help us get to that next level with sustainable production. And then in terms of just general technology, the U.S. farmer is a perfect example of being able to leverage technology to be better. We just continue to produce more with less, more efficiently, in just ways that we didn't think were imaginable years ago.
Gibson says farmers will need to watch for opportunities for sustainability, such as programs being offered by various agencies within the USDA, as well as carbon markets and other environmental innovations. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Tibbs Oxford Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at 185 a ton and large rounds topped at 65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tractors, trucks, boats, motorcycles, mowers, and more. Online only auction ending August 21st at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call 608-723-4020 or go to www.tibbsoxfordrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Some areas of North America are getting excellent forage this year. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A regional agronomist says rains during the growing season have been ideal for forage production. AgriLiquid's John Leaf covers the northeastern U.S. and Ontario.
Those midsummer rains were able to get, you know, a nice second cutting. And for those that are into their third cutting, a lot of good third cutting is going on because of that.
But he tells Brownfield there have been some areas that have been on the extremes of too dry or too wet.
I have seen a lot of forages on the ground when it's been raining, so I can just imagine that a lot of nutrition has been lost from those rains while it's on the ground. And just getting it up off the ground, getting it dry, has been a challenge too.
Heading into September, Leaf says corn silage production is also expected to be strong. He recommends working with an animal nutritionist to work out any quality concerns. The USDA says the dairy cow slaughter during July was 225,900 head. That's up 39,500 head from June, but down 18,300 from July of last year, with the year-to-date slaughter at 1.6 million head. That's 249,100 slower than the year before. Cash dairy prices were all lower Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a quarter of a cent to 56.5, one sale reported. 40-pound cheese blocks went down 1.75 cents to 207.75, one sale reported. Cheese barrels down 6 cents at 222.25, no sales reported. Butter down a penny to 315 with no sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk down a half cent to 128, eight sales ranging from 128 to 128.75. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Here is your weekend forecast from WRCO, the Light in the Mill Cow Show Outlook. For today, mostly sunny, a pleasant day, a high of 81, 59 tonight. There could be a brief shower. For Saturday, 85 with a 30% chance of later afternoon showers. For Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers. It will be a low of around 68. And Sunday, a high of 90 with a few lingering showers possible early. Right now in Richland Center, our temperature is at 51 degrees after a midnight reading of 65. That's the latest weather from WRCO Radio. So we instruct you to stay tuned. We've got good stuff all weekend, including the opening night of high school football tonight.
She's never in the spotlight, but everybody knows that she's the star. And once she shines upon you, she'll make you truly proud of where you are. wipe away the pain of all the dues you had to pay. When the curtain to her world starts to unfold, with mother tender hand she will applaud and feed the hunger in your soul. She's known as the Grand Ole Opry, where the legends come to call. She's the queen of country music. She's the grandest lady of them all. She sings of desperados, the lonesome whistle of a midnight train. And the coal mines of Kentucky, and how it feels to be out in the rain. She sings of Texas cowboys, of hobos and of heroes, and the loneliness of wearing prison blue. But most of all, she sings about the common people just like me and you. And she's known the Grand Ole Opry, where the legends come to call. She's the queen of country music. She's the grandest lady of them all.
Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a checking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's away behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and that smoke's a blowing black as coal. My hometown's a coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road, heading on home today. That's a good feeling, no doubt about it. Keep it between the lines and between the ditches, and watch out for the little animals as well. As we move on toward the top of the hour, it's a good weekend forecast. It's going to be very summer-like toward the end of the weekend. And coming up, Nick Grunseth has more. But it should be all right for the many events, including the Blue River Autumn Fest going on this very weekend. The Mel Cow Show every weekday from WRCO. Nick's weather is coming up, and a look at news with ABC in about 5 minutes.
Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website reynoldslivestock.com or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Farmers are critical to creating prosperity in rural America. The unique challenges farmers face require a dedication to learn and train to ensure success. Today's farms require a level of sophisticated technology unheard of just years ago. We all benefit from the commitment to continuous advancement made by our local farm families. Take time to thank a farmer today with Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Chevy, Find New Roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Showers and thunderstorms passed across northern Wisconsin last night, and some places received a half inch to an inch of rain, even a bit more in some spot locations, especially near the Chippewa flowage. Our area yesterday afternoon looked like rain chances were sparse for the next few days, though I did push up the potential for showers and thunderstorms late on Saturday, and especially Saturday night into early Sunday, as we will have a stronger boundary set up in our area. And some places Saturday night into early Sunday could pick up over a quarter of an inch of rain, of course, depending on how everything develops. The highest amounts, as usual, would be where any thunderstorms develop. So getting to your forecast for today. Today, a beautiful day, mostly sunny overall, will rise up to about 81, a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, though up to 15 at times in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a small chance of a brief shower or some light sprinkles during the late evening or overnight. I wouldn't worry about that too much. We'll fall back to about 59. Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, more cloud cover generally later in the day and feeling more humid with a high near 85. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the later afternoon on Saturday, though Saturday evening and Saturday night, that's when showers and thunderstorms are more likely. I have 50% right now, though we may have to bump that up. And as I said, a quarter of an inch of rain or more is possible in some spots. Others would receive less than that. Saturday night, a low near 68. Sunday will be mostly sunny in the late morning and the afternoon, and very warm and muggy, rising up to about 90 degrees. Next week, the first half of the week, cannot guarantee dry weather, as it'll be a bit unsettled at times, though more periods of dry weather than wet weather. Monday, mostly sunny, hot and muggy, rising up to 93. Late in the day Monday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms firing up in our region. And then Monday night into Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy otherwise on Tuesday, a high near 88 and still feeling humid, while Wednesday will be less humid with a 20% chance of showers and storms, mostly sunny otherwise, a high near 84. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Here's a look at the current stats in Richland Center. 51 degrees, that's our current reading, and the overnight low. 75 was yesterday's high temperature. The record high 100 set in 1947 and matched a year ago in 2023. Record low 43 in 1952. Last year's high 100 and the low 77.